Good morning. If you're on Butler Boulevard going east to 295, you'll see a broken down truck. It's in the right emergency lane. We are watching traffic cams and see a road ranger helping out that problem. On I-295 North at Dunn Avenue, there's been a crash. That one is on the left, and we're seeing a lot of backup there. And if you're on I-10 headed toward downtown east, starting at Cassett, there's slowdown. Mostly sunny today, 86 the high. This evening, partly cloudy with a low of 62. Right now, it's 69 here at WBOB. And here are the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Governor Ron DeSantis splits from his party and vetoes a bill dealing with local control. Several states pushing for more abortion restrictions may end up in the U.S. Supreme Court. And today, voters go to the polls on Jacksonville for city council races.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling a new number, 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Don't forget, for those of you out there, just download the website or just download the app at the website. Go to WBOB.com, WBOB.com. Put us on your smartphones, your Android phones, as we go all the way with you to 9 a.m. right here at the morning show. I am your host, Ed Dean. Let's continue on with the news. Remember, this has been an issue among Democrats about the issue of felons having the right to vote, not when they get out of prison, but in prison.
Does this mean that you would support enfranchising people like the Boston Marathon bomber, a convicted terrorist and murderer?
If somebody commits a serious crime, sexual assault, murder, they're going to be punished. But I think the right to vote is inherent to our democracy. Yes, even for terrible people.
Now, I know Biden's leading in the polls, but if Bernie does become the nominee, he just lost it right there. That's an old Michael Dukakis situation. According to the Quinnipiac poll, 31% of registered voters support allowing prisoners to vote. 65% oppose it.
Yeah.
What I want to know about that, Bill, is who's the 35% that support it?
Probably people who have loved ones in jail, to be frank with you. And there are those who believe that people have been wrongfully incarcerated, or maybe their sentences are too harsh, that sort of thing. That probably, you know, amounts to that group, the 31%. But I'll agree.
All right.
It's a lot. Almost a third of Americans.
Let me ask this question. For those of you, let me talk to my religious community here for a second. Those of you that go to church, and Roger, I want Roger's take on this, but let me ask you a question. What if, you ready for this one? What if the individual Roger that was in prison, again, I preface this to those of you that go to church now, whatever church you go to, what if this prisoner, male, female, became a model prisoner, was convicted of a felony, major felony, bank robbery, whatever. Didn't even kill anybody, but bank robbery, whatever. Got their life right with God, was in there doing Bible studies, trying to help out other people. Tim, what's his name, in the movie Shawshank Redemption. He's trying to be a benefit to other people. He's trying to break out of jail, by the way, too. But he's trying to, they got their life right with God, and their horizontal is agreeing with their vertical. Would you then allow them to have the right to vote in prison?
In my opinion?
Yes.
While they're in jail, no.
Even if they got their life right with God and they're betterment to society and they're doing the good Lord's work and they're a model citizen now in prison, you still wouldn't allow them to write the vote?
Well, you know, I do have mixed emotions on that. But as far as, you know, my own view, if I were writing the
That's
law,
what I'm
I'd
asking.
Say no. But I currently don't see it in the, you know, at least at the federal level in the Constitution, that someone loses their U.S. citizenship when they are incarcerated. And there are a lot of rights that we still have, or people who are incarcerated still have as Americans.
So, but this is the question I would like to ask you out there listening, all right? 813-831-0600. Why do I keep saying 813? I get text messages. 831-0600. 831-0600. My question to you is, and listen, if you're on the left, I'd love to hear your view as well. If a prisoner and or prisoners, female, let's say, or male, and let's say that they've given their life over to God, let's say that they've renewed a bond that has changed your life. They are model prisoners within the jail system. Would you then rethink about allowing them to have the right to vote?
And you're also suggesting those who are not model citizens, who are also in jail next to them in the next cell, they should not be allowed to vote. So it's based upon model citizenship.
Some of them get out early based on model citizenship.
Okay.
So, but I'm asking, that's why I clarify this. I'm asking, should you make exceptions? because they've done better, because they've changed their life around. Should you then rethink about whether or not they should have the right to vote in prison? 831-0600, 831-0600. Today is Jacksonville City elections. Who are you voting for? Are you voting? And come on, folks, let's be honest. There's some of you not voting.
A whole lot of you not.
Yeah, a lot of you. Maybe what's the percentage they're talking about?
Early voting and absentee was around 9%.
Wow. Extremely low. Can I ask the question? For some of you that are not voting in the local city elections, why are you not voting? Now, I'm not saying this as a put down. I'm not going to slam you. I mean, you could listen. You may sit back and go, you know what? Hillary Clinton didn't just, you know, she didn't do it for me. I stayed home and vote. Well, then I guess you don't have any complaints to make at all. But my question to you is who did you vote for? Did you vote for Lisa King? Did you vote for Terrence Freeman, Mr. No Comment, Mr. Freeman? Did you vote for Rachel over Tommy Huzuri, as Roger calls him, Mr. HRO? Did you vote or not vote for Randy DeFore? My question at 831-0600, why did you vote for this individual, or why did you vote against that individual? Or to some of you, why didn't you vote at all? Is it because that none of the voters are talking your language? I believe that a lot of voters are not talking the issues that candidates want to hear. Am I right or wrong on that? 831-0600, 831-0600. Let's go to Rick. Hey, Rick, good morning.
Hey, good morning. A topic close to my heart. First, if you're in prison, you should not vote until you have been completed your sentence and paid your fines, and then you should have your voting rights automatically restored. You paid your debt, you ought to vote then. Voting is a very sacred thing. And to that end, please, folks, go vote today. It'll take 10 minutes. It's only three names on the ballot. I voted straight Republican because I don't want this city to be in Democrat hands during the presidential election.
Now, let me ask you a question. Why did you? So you voted straight party. Why?
Because I wanted people that are fiscally conservative and people that will protect my homeowner's rights and my gun rights and not try to interfere in my life.
Okay, so straight part. All right, so
you mentioned something, Rick, that had me curious. You know, how does it matter what the city council makeup is with respect to the, you know, the presidential election coming up next year?
Because if we elect Tommy Huzuri, he's already set up. He's going to be president of the city council in 2020 during the presidential election, and he'll be able to command money, an organization to make Duval blue. And if in 2020 we go blue, thank you to the people who didn't vote today. Elections have consequences, and I am voting a red ticket.
All right, so he says he's voting a red ticket out there. But if I'm not mistaken, didn't the local Republican Party brag about having the endorsement of Tommy Huzuri for Mayor Lanny Curry, if I'm not mistaken, Roger?
Yeah.
Oh, they did.
Huzuri endorsed Curry.
Yeah, and the Republican Party bragged about it.
Yeah.
So I'm just asking.
Is there a huge difference at the local level between the Republicans and the Democrats? A question.
Yeah.
I'm asking.
No, you make a great question. And somebody, if Tommy Huzuri was bragged about for endorsing Mayor Lanny Curry, then why does some of these groups get behind Greg Rachel?
Yeah.
Isn't Tommy your guy? Heck, I'm surprised you haven't had little overtures to get Tommy over to the Republican Party.
Does the party really have that much influence locally, or is it the strong mayor concept, whatever Curry wants?
Well, that's a very good question. 831-0600, 831-0600. Well, always love to hear from you. Talk radio WBOB.
On I-295 going north of Dunn Avenue, there's an accident on the right. We're watching the traffic cams, and there's a lot of backup there. St. Johns County, 95 North State Road 16, another crash. And 10 West before Chaffee Avenue, there is another wreck there this morning.
Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. You may have heard about diamonds certified by EGL, GIA, AGS, IGI, and wondered what that meant. It's confusing because those letters represent various diamond grading laboratories. However, it's important to point out that labs don't certify anything. What they do is issue diamond grading reports. Any certifying going on is done by the retailer. That's why at Underwoods, we have and maintain an accredited gem laboratory of the American Gem Society, so we can check these reports to see if the diamond report matches the American Gem Society diamond grading standard that we've been using for over 50 years. As a certified gemologist, I've seen thousands of different laboratory reports from labs like IGI and EGL, and sometimes they'll miss the grade by as many as 5 grades. So we only use the accurate, credible labs of AGS, GIA, and Forevermark. But Underwoods is who's doing the certifying.
Are you frustrated with your office coffee service, your vending machines, micromarkets, or water coolers? Hi, I'm Townsend Russell, owner of Florida Best Vending, Micromarkets, and Office Coffee Service. If you are frustrated with your vending machines or micromarket, if you are unhappy with your office coffee service, if you do not like your water coolers, then let us show you how we can take what is causing you frustration and turn it into something that brings you joy. Florida Best Vending, Micromarkets, and Office Coffee Services. Family-owned, professional, high integrity, and simple. The best. FloridaBestVending.com. That's FloridaBestVending.com.
Internal Revenue Service. When you owe a personal or business tax debt and can't pay, these three words bring feelings of fear and anxiety. Contact J. David Tax Law, recently voted best tax attorney in Jacksonville by Folio Weekly Readers and selected as a 2019 Ultimate Tax Attorney by the Jacksonville Business Journal. When you owe the IRS or Florida sales tax and can't pay, it's only a matter of time before tax liens, wage garnishments, or bank levies happen to you. Don't wait. Call J. David Tax Law for your no-cost consultation. We take the time to go through your tax problems step by step, explain your options, and how we will resolve your tax issues once and for all. See why J. David Tax Law was voted best tax attorney in Jax. Call now for a no-cost consultation. 904-507-4777. That's 904-507-4777. Or find us on the web at jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
It's time to find a new home through Home Finder Realty. Listing or buying a residential property or planning to build? Call Home Finder Realty. Home Finder Realty can't be beat on property management. Let them handle your problems. Home Finder Realty has a great 3-bedroom, 2-bath home for sale near Beach and Kernan. Well and septic, detached garage with power, even an adjoining lot if desired. Only $209,900. Call Robert McDonald at Home Finder Realty. 241-5501. 241-5501.
Will President Trump be able to stop Robert Mueller from testifying? Did Bill Barr really lie to Congress? And who really started Russiagate? Andy McCarthy will join me in studio to give you all of those answers on the next America First with me, Dr. G. We'll also speak to Boris Epstein about the clown car of 2020 Democrat candidates and also my Salem Radio colleague, Eric Metaxas, about his new national TV show.
America First with Sebastian Gorka, Saturday nights, 6 till 9 p.m. on WBOB.
Plenty of sunshine today and a high of 86. This evening will be partly cloudy with a low of 62. Right now it's 69 here at WBOB.
WBOB is talk radio for Northeast Florida and Southeast Georgia.
And here are the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Today, voters go to the polls in Jacksonville for city council races. Polls show that most Americans do not support allowing prisoners to vote. And gas prices continue to drop in Florida as Memorial Day nears.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling a new number, 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
So a Quinnipiac poll came out, and of course, as you know, ODB, old dirty Bernie Sanders, says, hey, I think even terrorists should be able to vote while they're in jail. 65% oppose ODB. But to me, it's not that. 31% said that they do support registered voters. 31% of voters support allowing prisoners to vote. So my question to you is, at 831-0600, 831-0600, what if this individual, he or she's become a model prisoner out there? Yes, they committed a batch of robberies, of felonies, no murders, no sexual crimes, but did bad enough. And yet they've been born again. They've given their life over to God. Would you allow them an exemption because they've gotten their life right? Should those people be able to vote in prison?
In jail, you know what? That's a tough one. You know,
really? Because, is it tough? Well, is it really that tough? They broke the law.
Only because we currently don't have anything in the Constitution that says certain constitutional rights are forfeited other than your freedom once you're...
That's why the states can do it.
You're locked up. The states do it.
By the way, folks, yeah. Do you know who right now is complaining that she is not getting a ballot in prison to vote today?
Better word. Either way, I am looking forward to my day in court and clearing my name.
Former Congresswoman Corrine Brown.
So you're going to roll the dice and go to trial.
Ain't no question about that. On my tombstone, it will not be guilty.
Really?
It will be that she stood up and presented her case in court.
That's former Congresswoman Corrine Brown at the Jacksonville area. She's in prison today looking for her ballot to vote in the local city elections. Come on, you admit that's funny. Let's go to Jeff. Hey, Jeff, good morning. What's going on, man?
Not a whole lot. Hey, it's Corrine Brown. You don't have to worry about her because if there's a hurricane, they'll have plenty of sandbags around her cell. It'll be nice and dry.
Wow, don't mess up the hair.
No, but about Bernie and the prisoners voting. I think it's a trick. It's a backdoor thing because they're not talking about American citizen prisoners voting. I think the idea is just to make it a blanket thing so that you don't even have to be registered to vote but still get the vote.
Well, if you ever notice, I don't know. Well, I understand, but I mean, you may have a point.
And
I
think, you talk about 100% voter turnout, too. That's something we don't have in the freedom.
But think about this for a second out there. Listen to the stereotype for Democrats that the only people in prison that are going to vote for a party are jail inmates that have committed harsh crimes, and they're going to vote all Democrats out there.
Yeah, that doesn't really make much sense either.
Correct.
But that's why I'm thinking it's a backdoor thing, is then Bernie Sanders is going to run out and say, the people who are on the border are also prisoners because they're being temporarily held. They need to vote too, even though they're from Honduras.
Oh, that's a great impersonation.
Yeah, it was really good.
That's a good one. If you can do Corrine Brown, man, I'll get you your NRA ticket this week, man. Seriously. By the way, I've got NRA tickets to give out this week. Friends of the NRA, First Coast Friends of the NRA, having a big nobody speaking. It's going to be a fun thing. I'm going to be there. I'm buying a table from the radio station. I'm sponsoring with it, and I'm going to give away some tickets this week. Email me, ed@wbob.com. I don't know how many. I maybe have four or five, and I'll draw the names out. But if you want some... make your pitch to me at ed@wbob.com. I will be there. We might be able to sit at the same table, take pictures. Hey, listen, you can hang out with me, and we'll be like those two old guys from The Muppets, Stotler and Wardoff, and we'll just heck everybody.
Okay.
No, we'll heckle everybody. You know what I'm saying? 831-0600, 831-0600. Art, good morning. Hey, Art, what's up?
Hey, good morning. So the voting for the prison folks, so they'll bend over backwards to, let's say it happens and they get allowed to vote. So their participation rate, I'm pretty sure, will be off the hook, up to 90%, 100%.
Right.
To me, the issue is we need to concentrate on allowing or getting our participation rate for good citizens to vote. It's always bugged me because...
Interesting.
We have 9% people going out to vote. So really, as a candidate, all I really need to do is ensure that I get 4.56% of that, and I'm in there. Is that a true representation of the people's will, what we really want? No, it isn't. That's the problem with the elections. We need to say, voting days, Tuesday, you're going to stop work. It's a holiday. You're going to go vote. If you don't vote, we're going to fine you and take it off your income tax. It's a civic duty to vote.
I agree.
You need to get out there and vote. It's no different from the presidential elections all the way down to your local elections. If you're only garnering 52% of the vote, that's not the people's will. Come on. So candidates can only, like, that's how Corrine Brown stayed in. You go out there and you get 13-14% of the 100% when only 18% are showing up.
I'm more confused by the percentages. But I understand. Listen, I see where you're coming from. What surprises me about these numbers is kind of like those that don't favor Congress, Roger, where it's like 85% of the population doesn't like the way Congress is doing their job. But the majority of those, percentage-wise, will vote for their same congressman or congresswoman.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it's not that. It's the 15% that think Congress is doing a good enough job. In the same poll by Quinn-Pontiac, it's not the 65% that oppose people voting in prison. It's the 31% that support felons voting in prison. And so that's why I asked the question. And that's why I preface it. I mean, even I like to hear from the liberals, why should a felon, and it doesn't mean that they have to be a murderer, doesn't mean they have to be a sexual predator, mm-hmm. but you could sit back and say, hey, Ed, it's not the biggest, it's not the worst crime. Okay, they're there. Don't tell me they're there for first-time drug offenses either. Okay, I don't buy into that. Just tell me, make the case of why they should be able to vote in prison, because I'm telling you right now, I'm already getting emails from people this morning.
Should someone who paid...
While they're in prison, I've gotten emails from people saying, well, Ed, because I asked the question, what if you're part of the religious community and you're helping out people see the Almighty themselves as a way of getting out of trouble, not going back in recidivism in order to benefit your life. You're learning, you're like Tim Robbins from the Shawshank Redemption movie. You're helping people to read. You're helping people get their graduation. You're helping people get their high school diploma or GEDs. You're doing as a model role citizen in prison. Well, heck, if you've seen the light, some people are saying, you know, those people, we could make an exception
to
vote in prison.
That seems so subjective, though. You know, who's to decide someone has now, you know, had a complete transformation in their life?
But, Roger, remember, the wardens and the judges can sit back and say, well, if you're being a model citizen in prison, we may cut off some of your time. So is that a fair argument? Yes or no? I'd like to hear your take at 831-0600. Your calls are coming up next on WBOB.
If you're at 295 north of Dunn Avenue, there's been a crash on the left causing lots of backup. 295 north at Monument Road, a broken down car, Road Ranger on the scene. Not a whole lot of slowdown there. And 10 east beginning at Cassett, we are seeing backup.
This traffic report is brought to you by J. David Tax Law. When you owe the IRS and can't pay, go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
Hiring? Aren't you tired of hoping the right candidates see your job posts and apply? It's like trying to find a needle in a haystack. That's why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. Instead of waiting for great candidates to find you, ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates for you and invites them to apply. Then its powerful technology reviews every application and even spotlights the top candidates, which means you never miss a great match. So instead of hoping you find that needle in the haystack, ZipRecruiter finds it for you. And hiring is a whole lot easier.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Saturday, May 18th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. It's the Fernandina Beach Marketplace Farmers Market on North 7th Street in Fernandina Beach. Saturday, May 18th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's the Military and Veterans Expo at TIAA Bank Field. And Saturday, May 18th at 7 p.m., it's the Jacksonville Sharks versus the Orlando Predators at ViStar Veterans Arena.
For more information or to have your event included, visit WBOB.com.
Ask an attorney about Florida law.
WBOB and The Answer invites you to join Joseph Pippin Saturday mornings at 8. He'll answer your questions about Florida state planning, Medicaid, divorce, family law, guardianship, adoption, tax law, and personal injury. Call attorney Joe Pippin Saturday mornings at 8. Right here, WBOB, The Answer.
Lots of sunshine today and a high of 86. This evening will be partly cloudy with a low of 62. Right now it's 69 here at WBOB.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling a new number, 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
And let the jury decide.
Are we going to see you on the stand in front of the jury?
Absolutely.
That's former Congresswoman Corrine Brown. She's looking to campaign for Bernie Sanders in prison as she's serving federal
Taking meme to a whole new level.
Oh, I love it, dude. Oh, I think a lot of people would agree with me. Karine Brown, former disgraced congresswoman here out of Northeast Florida in Jacksonville, looking for her ballot so she could vote for the city elections. I'd like to ask Karine, who would you vote for today? Was it straight party? You know? So anyway, 831-0600. Mike. Hey, Mike, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Ed. Good morning, Roger. Hey. You know, you ask for religious people to give their opinion.
Yeah.
You know, religious people's opinion shouldn't really matter. It should be, hey, what does the Bible say? You know, the Bible is very clear for justice for victims. Proverbs 28:5 says, evildoers do not understand what is right, but those who seek the Lord fully understand it. So if someone's in prison, they're an evildoer, right? So sure, they can be reformed, they can find Jesus, but you know what? There's got to be penalties.
Okay, first off, let me have a little fun with you. I'm a New Testament guy, so tell me something in the New Testament where it says that.
Oh, dude, you stopped me. I wasn't prepared for that.
Mike, we're having a little fun here. I asked the question because, Mike, I'm actually getting emails this morning, and that's why I prefaced the question, because there's people that would sit back and say, I mean, you've got this 31% of Quinnipiac that says, yeah, we should let felons vote in prison. My question is to those in the religious community, I'm a church-going guy, if this is a model citizen, they're helping people get their GED and their graduation, they've seen the Almighty, I'm getting emails this morning saying, well, you know, those people we can make an exception for. You're saying we make exceptions for nobody, Mike?
That is correct. Make no exceptions for anyone. Let people do their time.
All right.
You know, there's got to be. It's not just about the criminal. It's about the families, you know? You know, the drunk driver that killed a child, you know, I mean, you know, he's a felon. He loses his rights, you know, but I believe, yes, there's justice, you know, there's forgiveness. He does his time, perhaps, you know, after he proves he's a model citizen, he transforms himself back into society, then he gets all his rights back.
All right. So, you know what? I love consistency there. What do you think? 831-0600 coming up next. Dr. Merrill Matthews, he's with us always, author, and also when it comes to the issues of the economy, is the author of the new book, On the Edge, America Faces the Entitlement Cliff. I was reading some of this. Very simplistic read. I want to talk a little tariffs. I want to talk about which entitlement needs to be reformed one over the other. Oh, yeah, some of these do have a little bit of placement. I want to talk with him in just a little bit. Plus, today's election day in many cities, but here in Jacksonville, how many of y'all decided not to vote? I'm getting emails from people, Roger, going, the Republican candidate doesn't even excite me, and I'm a big Republican, Ed. That's what they're saying. Are you voting today, and who are you voting for, or who are you not voting for, on what issues? 831-0600, Talk Radio, WBOB. 24-karat magic.
Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump is not backing down in his struggle to level the playing field for trade between the U.S. and China, the president holding out the possibility of more tariff hikes on Chinese imports. Saudi Arabia says drones have attacked one of its oil pipelines, and there have been other assaults targeting energy infrastructure elsewhere in the kingdom. President Trump warning Iran of dire consequences if it is responsible for the attacks. A federal prosecutor has now been chosen by Attorney General Barr to look into the origins of the Russia probe. A team of federal accident investigators expected in Alaska today. They'll try to piece together what caused a deadly mid-air collision between two sightseeing planes. Wall Street, stock futures higher, Dow futures up 175, S&P futures 22 points higher. This is SRN News.
Good morning at 295 North at the Dunn Avenue exit. There's been a crash, and there is lots of backup if you're headed that way. 295 North, New Kings Road to Dunn Avenue. There's a continued delay. 10 East beginning at Cassett Avenue Traffic's building. And if you're at 295 North, Phillips Highway to Bay Meadows Road, we're looking at a lot of slowdown there as well. Sunny today, a high of 86. This evening, partly cloudy with a low of 62. Right now, it's 69 here at WBOB. And here are the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Several states pushing for more abortion restrictions may end up in the U.S. Supreme Court. Today, voters go to the polls in Jacksonville for city council races.
And Governor Ron DeSantis splits from his party and vetoes a bill dealing with local control.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling a new number, 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
All right, Dr. Matthews, you finally with me?
Yes, I am.
All right, let's get to it. One of my favorite guests, and it's always great to have him on. Folks, you like to hear interviews that are to the point. They don't want to sit here and give a five-minute monologue on an issue that can only take them about 30 seconds. I am your drive-by radio host, Ed Dean. But let me tell you one of my favorites. Dr. Merrill Matthews is a PhD resident scholar with the Institute for Policy Innovation. He's also the opinion contributor at the, by the way, I'm a big fan of TheHill.com, and author of the new book, On the Edge, America Faces the Entitlement Cliff. Let me tell you something. I've been reading the book. It's not one of these 500 pages, a very simplistic read out there. And if you go to IPI.org, by the way, where else can people get the book, Dr. Matthews?
Well, it's available on Kindle, and we're working with Amazon to get. There's been some glitches with Amazon, but it should be available to a hard
glitches?
Copy on Amazon.
Who's your agent?
I'm sorry, what?
Who? You and I don't have the same agent, then.
No,
I'm just kidding with you. I just,
no, it has been a struggle because of the thing on Kindle. At any rate, it's available for in a PDF. If they go to IPI.org, they can just download it and have it.
That's right. Dr. Matthews has been the president of the Health Economics Roundtable for the National Association for Business Economics, so he speaks my language. First off, I got to talk about the trade tariffs out there. Is this an overinflated issue by the media? I mean, there are a lot of billions of dollars that even the Chinese say they're going to hit back to the taxpayer, which could raise prices on those that buy manufactured goods. Give me the pros and cons of what you see with the president imposing these tariffs.
The president is trying to address an issue with China and has been there for a while. Other presidents didn't address that, and that's the case. I've got a book I finished here a little while back on called The Chinese Century, I think it was, and it was printed back in 2005. This is from an American scholar, so this is 14 years ago when he wrote the book, and he lists the exact same problems that we're facing now, which is primarily, I would argue, the tech transfer and intellectual property issues, the state-sponsored government state-sponsored entities, that is where the federal, where the Chinese government funnels money directly or indirectly to lots of companies so that they can keep their prices down. I am not, and most economists don't think the trade deficit's really a big issue, so I would actually reverse the order that Donald Trump puts it in. He focuses on the trade issue. He sort of was a latecomer to the intellectual property issue. I would flip those. It's not always clear to me if he's doing what needs to be done, but doing it exactly right. The markets reacted strongly yesterday, but they sort of see the uncertainty that's coming. But my guess is that will settle down over a little bit, and I still think that Donald Trump and President Xi want to come to an agreement because they both would like to see their economies improve.
Yeah, but what's the point if they're not going to abide by intellectual property and some of the other things that they've been dealing, spying, also by stealing intellectual property? What's the point of having a tariff then if they haven't abided by the laws already set in place?
Well, see, I think the issue, that one of the big issues is, will China abide by this? And one of the things President Trump has wanted to do was to be able to say, if we catch you cheating, we want to slap the tariffs back on. And I think President Xi has push back against that, and I think that is one of the serious concerns. How do you make sure that they follow through? And it's not just the economy. There's invasions of their forces, military forces in the South China Sea that they're trying to sort of shut off. That there's the Belt and Road Initiative where they're trying to expand their own influence. There are multiple things going on out there, and this is not an easy process because there are so many things wrapped up in the situation.
Dr. Merrill Matthews is an opinion contributor at TheHill.com. Also, he's a resident scholar for the Institute for Policy Innovation. His new book, On the Edge, America Faces the Entitlements Cliff. There has been questions. You and I have an economics background. Mine is years as an economics editor and reporter. You're covering it for the National Association for Business Economics. You're one of their big leaders out there. This whole thing that China owes not O's, but owns, O-W-N-S, a lot of the debt deficit, that is not really all of that accurate out there, but they do own some. If they, mm-hmm. What is the percentage, number one? I don't think it's really, maybe, and I don't know if it's in double digits, but is it really that significant for them to do some harm to our economy?
Oh, I've seen that number. I don't remember it now. But
it's not a lot.
There has been debates as to whether or not China, because there's some concern that China could begin to release our debt. The federal government's the biggest owner of our debt.
That's correct.
China could release some of that, and that could affect markets. On the other hand, it has been argued that China doesn't really have anywhere to go with that. It needs to hold. It's got our debt. It needs that. And so I don't have a good answer. I don't know whether they will try to do that or not. As I said, I think the real issue is, I think both of them would like to come to an agreement. I think Trump has changed a little bit over the past year or so. I think he feels like it works for him both ways. If he gets tough on China, I think he feels like that's a political win. If he comes to a good agreement, I think he feels like that's a political win. And I think that is something of a shift. But it's not clear to me what happens if China does start selling our debt.
You, on your book called On the Edge, America Faces the Entitlements Cliff, I'm reading it right now. It's a good read, folks. It's a very simplistic read. I mean, that's a compliment, by the way. The former journalist trying to catch up with William F. Buckley's vocabulary, I've just lost it. But anyway, I like the way how you process certain things. Tell me, when it comes to the, quote, entitlements cliff, I've heard of this for so many years. We're on the cliff. We're on the cliff. We're on the cliff. If AOC only thinks we've got 12 years left for climate change to do something about it, let me ask you, in the financial world, how many years do we have left before, guess what? The abyss is done. We're going down no matter what.
That's a good question. Social Security trustees say that by 2034, if nothing changes in Social Security, your listeners, the seniors listening to you, will only get 75 cents on the dollar of what the government has promised. I think it's unlikely Congress will let it get to that, but that's even if you believe the $2.9 trillion in the Social Security Trust Fund is even there. The government has borrowed all that money and put IOUs in there. So even though starting next year, the trustees say we'll start drawing on the trust fund, but they can't pull money out of the trust fund without pulling the money from someplace else because they borrowed all the money in the trust fund. So it could become a real financial mess if they can't come to a resolution. And Ed, I don't see them coming to a resolution. Democrats want to expand Social Security. They want to increase benefits and increase the taxes.
Well, you know, it's kind of an interesting take here. Even some of the MSNBC and CNN hosts are at least asking this question. I'm glad they're doing it, but every time the Democrats talk about all these major spending initiatives, at least they're asking, okay, how are we going to pay for that? And, you know, they can't keep blaming the Trump tax cuts anymore because over 10 years, it's only $1.5 trillion. And then when you look at the Medicare for All and some of the other plans, they're $32 trillion over 10 years. They've got to come up with another alternative. And you can only keep taxing the wealthiest so much in order to suffice. This doesn't work in Eastern European countries. For some reason why, they think that if they can grab the ball, coach, we can get to the touchdown.
And another reason they can't blame the Trump tax cuts is because the Congressional Budget Office just released its report and tax revenues are up.
That's right.
So we're actually doing a little better. It's not up by a large amount, but given the size of the cuts, it's actually we're actually improving. And the real problem, of course, is spending is way up. And Democrats don't have any solution for that. They want to spend even more. President Trump has said he wants to try to begin cutting that back. He's going to get a lot of pushback from both Republicans and Democrats in Congress. So I'm hopeful he's able to actually begin cutting some of that spending.
Dr. Matthews, I got about a minute and a half left. You would think both sides would at least, I'm not really a big fan of means tested, but let's say we go along with this path, you know, 70 years old, a lot of people living longer. You would at least think there's a bipartisan approach at least to do a little bit of short-term temporary solvency for Social Security, and yet they don't even talk about this. I mean, give me some hope. Is there any type of a conversation going out there besides jacking up the FICA taxes in order to make it much more solvent down the road?
I don't have any sense that there's discussing the real serious issues out there. None at all. Democrats want to raise Social Security spending and Medicare spending, and Republicans want to run from it because they feel like it's a political loser.
Yeah, well, technically they're political losers too. So anyways, but Dr. Matthews, I always love having you come on this radio show. Again, author of the new book, On the Edge, America Faces the Entitlement. Cliff out there. You can go to Kindle.com. And by the way, I'll tell you where to go. Just go to IPI.org, the Institute for Policy Innovation. Go to IPI.org. Hey, I'm looking forward to having you come on again real soon. Thanks.
Well, thank you.
All right. Yeah, I'm not a fan of the tariffs out there. I mean, something's got to be done, but the tariffs will hit American back. You listen, if there's a 25% tariff, guess what that does when you want to buy a new car? Adds 25%. You're going to get hit with the value.
Yeah.
Something has to be done, yes, but it's always debatable on this topic. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, 831-0600, 831-0600, Talk Radio, WBOB.
On I-295 going north at Dunn Avenue, there's been a crash. You'll see it on the left. There's lots of backup. On 95 south at Dunn Avenue, another wreck. 10 east at Stockton, there's been a crash. And 295 north heading into Orange Park on the Buckman Bridge. Look out for a broken down car.
Internal Revenue Service. When you owe a personal or business tax debt and can't pay, these three words bring feelings of fear and anxiety. Contact J. David Tax Law, recently voted best tax attorney in Jacksonville by Folio Weekly Readers and selected as a 2019 Ultimate Tax Attorney by the Jacksonville Business Journal. When you owe the IRS or Florida sales tax and can't pay, it's only a matter of time before tax liens, wage garnishments, or bank levies happen to you. Don't wait. Call J. David Tax Law for your no-cost consultation. We take the time to go through your tax problems step by step, explain your options, and how we will resolve your tax issues. Issue once and for all. See why J. David Tax Law was voted best tax attorney in Jax. Call now for a no-cost consultation. 904-507-4777. That's 904-507-4777. Or find us on the web at jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
Are you frustrated with your office coffee service, your vending machines, micromarkets, or water coolers? Hi, I'm Townsend Russell, owner of Florida Best, vending, micromarkets, and office coffee service. If you are frustrated with your vending machines or micromarket, if you are unhappy with your office coffee service, if you do not like your water coolers, then let us show you how we can take what is causing you frustration and turn it into something that brings you joy. Florida Best Vending, micromarkets, and office coffee services. Family owned, professional, high integrity, and simply the best. FloridaBestVending.com. That's FloridaBestVending.com.
Hi, it's Mac with Baker Glass. If you're having trouble finding a clear option for that new shower enclosure or a replacement for that fog glass, then call the Baker Boys or find us at BakerGlassInc.com. That's BakerGlassInc.com. Baker Glass, no one treats you better. Hi, this is Mac with Baker Glass, where we use our more than 32 years of experience to provide a complete glass service to all of our customers and a clear choice for you. See for yourself at BakerGlassInc.com. That's BakerGlassInc.com. Baker Glass, no one treats you better.
Lots of sunshine today. Our high 86 degrees this evening, partly cloudy with an overnight low of 62. Right now it's 69 at WBOB.
Financial issues with Dan Celia at 9 this morning. Now back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
And here are the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Today, voters go to the polls in Jacksonville for city council races. Polls show that most Americans do not support allowing prisoners to vote. And gas prices continue to drop in Florida as Memorial Day nears.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling a new number, 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed at wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Don't forget, I'm going to be giving away some tickets this week. They're free. They're expensive, but I'm giving them away for free. Coming up this week, the First Coast Friends of the NRA 27th Annual Fundraiser. They do benefits for local schools, Roger. Mm-hmm. I like that. It's going to be at the Ramona Pavilion in Jacksonville coming up this 5:30 to about 10. No big speakers. They're going to have auctions, jeans, cowboy hats, guns, all that good old fun, clean stuff out there. Plenty of food. I go to these events all the time. You can, folks, I promise you, if I'm there, it's going to be a fun time.
Mm-hmm.
Many of you that have hung out with me, you know it's fun, all right? And you don't have to, I don't drink. You don't even, no. You don't, we're going to have a great time.
Iced tea.
Water and coffee in my case.
Okay.
But anyway, if you want to come to it, email me. I think I have a few tickets left to give away just the way of saying thank you. The email address, ed@wbob.com, ed@wbob.com. If you get the ticket, you must go. Otherwise, I'm going to be like the government. I'm going to come out and assess your property, and you're going to pay more money. All right? So if you'd like to go, just a way of saying thank you to you that listen, ed at WBOB.com. 831-0600, 831-0600. Today are local elections in Jacksonville. Some of you have been emailing me going, Ed, even the I'm a Republican, and the Republican candidates don't even excite me. Who is voting today in the local city elections? Are you voting for the Democrats? Are you voting for the Republicans? Are you voting against the Republicans? I mean, and give me an issue that you think that it's not been discussed this year in the local city elections. Give me some other reasons why that maybe you are voting and maybe you're not voting. Are you voting straight party ticket? Why is that? 831-0600. Like to hear you. Who are you voting for? Give me your take. 831-0600. Jeff, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good morning. I wanted to speak to the fact that you're hearing from some of your listeners this morning that they're not excited and they may not go vote. And I think they're expecting a 9% turnout, which I think is disgusting.
Yeah.
And I would go vote if it was for one office seat for the dog catcher, because that's your civic right. And there's a lot of countries that don't offer that. And people should go live under a military dictatorship and then come back. I guarantee you they'd vote every 2 years. But anyway, I vote straight Republican. Maybe they don't excite, maybe those candidates don't excite the general public. But again, I feel it's my civic duty. And if I'm going to go out and vote, I'm going to vote for the conservative candidates.
All right. So you can, what Jeff is saying, without putting words in your mouth, hey, it's not like you got to vote for all of them. But if you like one of them that does what you think is going to do the job, then vote in favor. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, exactly. And I'd love to hear your thoughts on that as well, especially the fact that people just sit on the sidelines and don't vote. And if it's a less than 10% turnout, again, that's ridiculous in a general election. I realize that most of them were already decided, but that doesn't mean you don't vote. Yeah. I just think it's really, really sad.
Yeah, I agree. You make up a valid point. Go ahead, Roger.
I'm in complete agreement with Jeff. You know, people gave their lives to give us the right to go to the ballot box and bubble in that candidate's number, even if you don't necessarily are excited about a particular election. I think we owe it to them.
Well, I understand what you're saying, but nobody resonates with that attitude, which is unfortunate. My question is, why are you not voting? Can I ask a question? Can you tell me who the most powerful elected person that you have to deal with today is? Do you think it's the president? No. Do you think it's your congressman, congresswoman? No. Do you actually think it's your state rep or state senator? No. It's actually your city council person. It's your school board member. They can go into your backyard, into your back door, and reach into your back pocket, and you ain't got to say. I mean, I can't believe some of you. I mean, why is it?
They can send code enforcement officials out to take all of your equipment and sell it on the black market.
Doesn't have to be a black market.
Well, not the black
market. I know what you're saying. But no. Yeah, they're down the remote flea market selling all that. 831-0600. So my question is why? I mean, I never understood this. When I used to cover local city races or just local city council, sometimes these things were a bore. Why is it, Roger, that, they're going to try to assess our property taxes by $100 a year. Nobody cares. They just expect it as the norm. But Roger, you raise my golf rates by $10 a year, the whole place is packed. I never understood this.
Golf's important to people.
Yes. 831-0600. Hey, Marvin, how are you this morning?
Hey, good morning. There's two things. One, everything needs term limits. And two, I'd vote for any and everybody except Hosuri. I think he's been on there so long in the government, and I've seen him drive.
Ah! So. That's funny.
Hey, I worked on the South Bank for years, and we laughed about the way he drove all the time.
How does he drive? What's so funny about the way he drives?
Aggressive, non-respectful at all.
Well, wait, you could take out his name and put in my name. No, I'm just kidding. Why? So for the audience out there, who do you like and who do you don't like for these city elections?
I'm a Republican. I'm always going to vote that way because I think the Dems, just their whole bylaws and the whole belief is wrong. All they want is control on everything.
What if there's a Democrat, the local
government has the most control on us, whether we realize that or not.
What if there is a Democrat that really resonates with your values, things that you stand up for and believe in, but they just happen to have the -D after their name for whatever reason? You'd never vote for that person?
As long as I'd vote for him, but I'd be afraid of a bait and switch.
Yeah, but you don't think the Republicans do that as bad? And by the way, I'm not a registered independent. Let me just tell you that. I think people know what I'm registered, but I'm very critical of the Republican Party because sometimes they're just as bad.
One of the strongest social conservatives I know is Kimberly Daniels, who's a Democrat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if I know them and I know their history, yeah, I would vote for them.
All right. I appreciate it. 831-0600. 831. Can I ask another question? 831-0600. You ready for this one? How many of y'all are not voting straight party line? Now, you don't have to tell me who you're voting for. You can give me a fake name if you want. But are some of you voting for Lisa King and then voting for Randy DeFore? Are some of you voting for Greg Rachel, voting for Lisa King? Oh, that happens, by the way. We saw a lot of that. We saw people voting for Bill Nelson but not voting for Andrew Gillum. We saw people voting for Andrew Gillum that are voting for Rick Scott.
Yeah.
It's an interesting dynamics out there. How many of y'all are crossing, as they say, crossover votes? How many of y'all are doing that as well? Kind of curious. 831-0600. Tell me why that the Republicans who have allowed HRO, who've allowed to kick the can down the road when it comes to the pensions, gonna possibly look at raising billions, a couple of billion in taxes over the next 10 to 15 years for spending. Why would you give them a second chance compared to the Democrats running? Just asking that question. Your take. I always love hearing your view. 831-0600 Talk Radio WBOB.
On I-295 North at Dunn Avenue, a crash is on the left emergency lane. We are seeing backup. 10 East at I-95, there's been a wreck. And at 295 North on the Buckman Bridge going into Orange Park, a broken down car is on the right.
I'm Lou Dimes. The big question this morning, will the sell-off continue? Amazon offers to help its employees start delivery businesses. Those stories next.
I needed new blinds. I knew I could save a ton of money if I put them in myself, but I was nervous about measuring right and then installing them. That's why I went to Blinds.com. I'd heard their ads on the radio, how they're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. But I still had to install them. So I called in my design consultant, Carla. She talked me through it all, from picking the right blinds to installing them. Plus, the online design consultation was free. Samples were free. Shipping was free. My home looks perfect.
Spring is in the air, and with over 15 million windows covered and more than 30,000 five-star customer reviews, Blinds.com is America's number one choice to refresh your home. Every order gets free samples, free shipping, and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go to Blinds.com May 14th and 15th. To transform your home. For 2 days only, you can save up to 50% on everything. Plus, listeners get an extra $20 off with promo code Prager. Blinds.com, promo code Prager. Rules and restrictions apply.
Investors hoping for a better day after yesterday's big sell-off because of the U.S.-China trade dispute. President Trump says the United States can't permit China to continue to take advantage of this country, adding he's going to take further action to help the nation's farmers. He did say, however, there's a chance of a U.S.-China meeting at the G20 summit to be held in Japan later next month. Amazon has a proposition for its employees. Quit your job and the company will help you start a business delivering Amazon packages. The offer comes as Amazon seeks to speed up its shipping time from 2 days to 1 day for its Prime members. San Francisco on track to become the first U.S. city to ban the use of facial recognition by police and other city agencies. That seems to be going the wrong direction. Please join me for Lou Dimes tonight, 7 o'clock and 10 Eastern on the Fox Business Network. This is the Lou Dobbs Financial Report.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. If you're interested in buying a fine quality diamond, but might start with a smaller diamond and then over time grow that to a larger size diamond, at Underwoods we have a way to do that, and we've been doing it for more than 50 years. We call it Grow a Diamond, and here's how it works. When a customer buys an Underwood engagement ring, solitaire diamond pendant, or a pair of ear studs, we guarantee they get the price they paid for it on the purchase of any bigger diamond. Now, a lot of stores would say, big deal, we do that too, but here's the Underwood difference. We guarantee you get what you paid when you trade in your Underwood diamond, even if you're only trading up by $1. It's not that you have to trade up 2 for 1 like most jewelers ask. We've done this with thousands of customers through the years, so if you're interested in growing a diamond, come by and see us at Underwoods in San Marco, Avondale, or the Shops at Pontevedra.
Plenty of sunshine today and a high of 86 degrees. This evening will be partly cloudy with a low of 62. Right now, it is 69 here at WBOB.
contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling a new number, 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Are you scared of going to federal
prison? No, I'm not. I'm ready. I want it over.
But what if that means a conviction?
No, listen, what happens when failure is not an option?
That means you go to jail, and hopefully that Bernie Sanders will get elected, you can vote in prison. That's Corrine Brown, former disgraced congresswoman. She's in a federal penitentiary,
yeah,
right?
Federal jail near Ocala.
Near Ocala. You know, and she's looking for her ballot today to vote in the city of Jacksonville,
in the listening
folks.
Area, by the way. She can tune in and listen to us.
Yes. It's not an option. 831-0600. Katie, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Katie. I mean, this is Katie, and I am going to go out and vote. Sorry,
right?
Corrine, that you cannot vote, but I am. And I ain't even sorry about it, because she can take her sandbags and find someone else to load them up next
wow.
time there's a hurricane. You
wow.
know? I remember that, you know.
Yeah.
She thinks she's better than other people, but, you know, we got we got to go by the law.
Oh,
I
mean, man.
You know, you're wrong. But for this election, you know, I'm doing a split ballot. I'm voting Republican for, you know, Freeman and for Greg Rachel, but I cannot vote in good conscience for Randy DeFore, only because I keep getting constantly 2 and 3 times a day things from in the mail for her, either against her opponent or for her. And, you know, she's just, whoever is putting these out for her or if she's doing it, to me, you're showing you're not a good, watching over our money, because if you can't, you know, dole out the money and spend it willy-nilly, you know, as a candidate, how are you going to do it when you're on the city council?
Well,
you know?
One could say it's her. I'm not. Listen, I know a lot of people that think the way you think, but one's her own money. It's not taxpayers' money, technically.
Yeah, even if it's the people who are doing it, you know, for her to get her elected, then, you know, she's in their pocket.
Well, hold on for
know?
A second. Hold on. Let me ask you a question.
Pocket.
If I ran a successful company and I wanted to blow it on cars and things like that, but I'm still loyal to my friends and my church, I mean, would you not vote for me?
I'd have to think about it.
Well, you're honest. She's honest, so she's going to split ticket that one as well.
Okay.
I should have asked her, why are you voting for Freeman over King, and why would you vote for Rachel over Hazzuri? I mean, folks, we're voting straight party. Can someone explain to me why you're voting for these people? And I'm not saying not to. I'm just saying, give me some explanation.
Well, she says she wasn't voting for the people, per se, but their party that they're affiliated with.
Is anybody voting for the person
and
these
days?
And
does that take away from our individual accountability of the
candidates
to
question.
Us? Or do they answer to the party bosses?
310. Who are the party bosses? Roger, you're the only party boss I know around here. 831-0600. Talk radio, WBOB.